Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of January 31st, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Star Trek Online for PC,
White Knight Chronicles International Edition and Ruse for PS3,
Stalker, Call of Pripyat, and Tutors for PC,
Playmobil Knights and Imagine Reporter for DS,
and Puzzle Chronicles for DS and PSP.
This is the latest game release information we have. As usual, a more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Mass Effect 2 for Xbox 360,
Mag for PS3,
Blood Bowl for PC and Xbox 360,
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, Ultimate All-Stars, and No More Heroes 2, Desperate Struggle for Wii.
And for iPhone, Broken Sword the Director's Cut, Fleeced Sheer Terror, Isaac Newton's Gravity, Necromancer Rising, The Raging Dead, Tall Bike Joust, and X Games Snowcross.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check out our January 25th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week, you can win the perfect Valentine for the Pam and Jim fan in your life, a sealed retail copy of The Office by Mumbo Jumbo. It's a time management game with pranks, Dwight, bobbleheads, and the chance to become Dunder Mifflin's top paper salesperson.
Take a moment to share your favorite Office quote or scene in your comments, or just enter for the significant other who would love to receive this for Valentine's Day.
Last week's winners:
Brian won Luxor 3 for his wife.
Rupal won PopCap Hits Volume 1 and our last Chuzzle giveaway.
And Revix took Luxor 2.
We're surprised that there aren't more pre-order incentives for Bioshock 2. As it stands, there are two. You can order from GameStop and get two exclusive multiplayer characters to use in plasma death matches: an anorexic actress and a pudgy fisherman. Or order one of the PS3 versions from Amazon.com to get a Big Daddy costume to wear around the PlayStation home. Or, as we call it, the progress bar game, since it seems like you're always loading stuff there. Amazon has no love for Xbox 360 or PC on this one. Though, when we recorded this, they were offering $5 off and a $10 credit for new release games, including the standard version of Bioshock 2, but not the special edition.
The bigger bonuses come with the special edition, which will run you about $100 wherever you buy it. It includes a hardcover art book, 3 Rapture posters, and the orchestral score on both CD and vinyl LP. We need to go put in our pre-order for it now at GameStop, since we'll be playing on Xbox 360.
Might as well get those bonus characters. This week we're introducing a new podcast segment called Audiophile, where we showcase exceptional video game music. Several years ago, I made a music playlist I call Daddy's Blood Pressure Medicine. It consisted largely of the soothing tracks from one of my favorite games. Jeremy Soule is a name that only hardcore gamer geeks recognize. He is the composer who creates the epic scores for many RPGs and a few action games, most notably for me, The Elder Scrolls III: Morrowind. Music that played while I wandered the expanses of Tamriel, perhaps contemplating a sunrise or looking for a new point of interest, really made an impact on me. That I could get the soundtrack CD with the Morrowind Collector's Edition for PC, even though I very rarely play these sorts of games on anything but consoles. I just prefer the couch and a big TV to the machine that I work on all day long. Now you can get the music from DirectSong.com with more tracks and for a lot cheaper. They also have Soule's music for the various Guild Wars games and Prey. The even number tracks on the original soundtrack tended to be combat themes, which had the opposite effect, reminding me of those times when a random character attack disturbed my peaceful jaunt. Good music, but this would not help me unwind. So I made my medicinal mix, which includes most of Alice Chains Unplugged, Name by Goo Goo Dolls, Letting the Cables Sleep by Bush, an acoustic version of Shimmer by Fuel from a local radio station compilation, the live rendition of Lyle Lovett's Penguins, they are so sensitive to my needs, and some ancient Toad the Wet Sprocket hits. These tracks never fail to relax me, and the mix would not be the same without Soul's soulful interludes to pull them all together. You may not have the same experiences tied to them as I did, but I'm hoping you can appreciate their beauty and power.
Like many people these days, I am completely obsessed with the planet Pandora. But James Cameron had nothing to do with this world.
All right, back then, time to wake up. It's a beautiful day, full of opportunity.
The world of Borderlands is dusty and packed with outlaws who'll take a shot at you just to have something to do. Missions and vehicles can be summoned on dingy displays scattered across the desolate terrain. Cash, ammunition, and an impressive array of customized weapons are stashed in mailboxes, lockers, weapons cases, ammo chests, and piles of animal regurgitation. The wildlife around here is so hungry, they'll eat just about anything, even an undigestible sniper rifle. Vending machines buy and sell health, ammo, mods, and upgrades. Unwatched, in a corner, a robot whirs and spins.
Oh, come on, let's get down. Come on, everybody. Check me out. I'm dancing.
As longtime listeners know, I've been playing Borderlands for about a month now. I've had many game obsessions before, but this is the first one I've literally lost sleep over. I really need to get to bed before 1 a.m. on school nights. For the uninitiated, Borderlands is a cel-shaded hybrid of a first-person shooter and RPG. I know the RPG part might throw up some flags for some of you out there, but it's really pretty benign. You mainly have to watch your inventory, buy or sell items at the Circus of Values. I mean, the Zetter Marcus vending machines.
What up? You don't need to be a better shot. You just need to shoot more bullets.
Like many RPGs, you get to choose a character based on class and corresponding skill set. The customization options are fairly limited, however. If you want a female character, your only option is Lilith. Want a skinny and therefore fast male character? Meet Mordecai. The remaining two, Roland and Brick, are both hulking men, although Roland is a girly man compared to the Brickster.
You also level up occasionally, spending skill points on new abilities. Each character has one super move you can unlock once you hit level 5. The level tree is also very different for each one. I've come to appreciate, nay, adore, Roland, my soldier swathed in purple velvet to match his voice.
Time is bullets.
Roland's special skill is a turret gun that emerges from, let's say, his nether regions, on demand. The turret automatically goes after any nearby enemies. The turret can be leveled up to offer health and ammo boosts to all players standing within his rainbow circle. I've recently started using the turret away from enemy lines to give me or Game Watcher free health and ammo boosts, saving us money and respawns. By the way, you pay for each respawn, and the price rises as you level up. Burning a turret purely for health has become the bargain of the year for us.
And of course there are missions. These can be picked up from mission boards throughout the world, or occasionally from individual people. Assuming you can find them.
Greetings, Traveler! New missions are available at Lucky's Bounty Board!
Thanks, little robot, but we haven't been able to find her. Can you give me directions?
Check me out, I'm dancing!
Never mind. Anyway, missions are board-specific, meaning you have to haul all the way back to get your reward, fighting the same NPCs you already took down on the way there. Many missions will lead to new missions, and they all give you a little bit of backstory.
Patricia Panis, Chief Scientific Advisor, Dahl Corporation, Day 224. The only conversations I have anymore are with this Echo Recorder. I've developed a relationship with it.
Bored now. Can we just shoot something? Ah, that's better. Apart from the intense, though sometimes lopsided battles, you're either too strong or they stomp you in no time, there is one other compelling feature. Loot.
Mine. Now this is loot!
Borderlands, our busy gamer game of the year for 2009, will play to your strengths and weaknesses no matter how you play. Like it stealthy? You'll enjoy picking off enemies from afar. But keep in mind there are plenty of kamikaze psychos ready and willing to bring the fight to you.
Strip the flesh! Stomp the wound!
If you're more of a run-in-and-shoot-everything kind of gal like me, you'll have lots of fun doing just that. Just make sure you have the cash to respawn or a patient co-op partner to come heal you. There's also a fight for your life option, which will save you from respawning if you take down an enemy before you fade to black. Weapon options include some fun gun melee. If the bottom of the gun looks sharp, it probably is. Guns that will shock or corrode your enemy, and, of course, the obligatory fun with environments. Don't stand near any colorful barrels, kids. They go boom. Best of all, this game is enjoyable whether you play solo or with a teammate. Game Watcher and I have spent years trying to find a good co-op game that we could play together for more than 5 minutes. Neither of us are into the realistic war shooters, and stealth is not my bag. Halo was okay for a few hours, but just didn't stick. This game plays to our strengths and weaknesses, which means ample opportunity for each of us to save the other.
Despite the Game of the Year award, Borderlands is not perfect. It's a little glitchy at times. There's a semi-steep learning curve, and it's so violent we can only play it at night. The UI needs a once-over, and comparing weapons and mods is clunky and time-consuming. It would be great if you could save anywhere instead of just mission milestones.
But we're willing to forgive all of that because no other game grabbed us in 2009 the way Borderlands did. If we skip a night playing, we miss it. We booked a Valentine's getaway with a TV we can hook our Xbox 360 to because what's more romantic than a trip to Pandora? We're still playing weeks later and expect we will continue visiting the Borderlands for months, maybe even years, to come.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture of a match in your inventory.
What we're playing.
So I've been playing Serious Sam on the Xbox 360, which I loved the original Serious Sam on the first Xbox many, many years ago. Now I am sucked back in, but it's one of those games that really, really tests your masochism because all you do is go and kill things which are more likely to kill you before you get a good shot at them. Strafe, people. Strafe.
So I started Batman Arkham Asylum, but honestly, I just don't see the appeal. The game seems like a reasonably well-polished brawler. The opening did remind me a little of the original Half-Life with the nifty interactive credits, but I'm still not overwhelmed. I'll try to stick with it, but there are so many great games vying for my attention. And I recently realized I really ought to go back and finish the first Mass Effect, now that the sequel is out and getting such great buzz. I also picked up Jigsawed for the iPhone. This $2 Jigsaw game had positive reviews, and while it doesn't come with a ton of pictures, it can turn any of your photo album images and pics from Flickr and NASA into puzzles. I made a fun one out of the picture of the chuzzles that we gave away recently. As long as you stick with medium to large size pieces, the game works well. The really small ones are too small without a zoom.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare includes Aha, I Found It, Hidden Object Game, Bitos Plus, and Uno. On Wii Virtual Console, there's Ghoul Patrol for Super NES.
The latest DSiWare titles are Air Race Tunnel, Escapee Go, and Number Battle.
The PlayStation Store introduced Assault Heroes, Hustle Kings, Dexter Neo, the Uncharted 2 single-player demo, and the Little Big Planet PSP version 2.02 update, free garden costumes, and some $3 level packs.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 have the Assassin's Creed 2 Battle of Forli expansion.
And Xbox Live Marketplace has the Battlefield Bad Company 2 demo, Mass Effect 2 Cerberus Network, Chris X Crossword Game, and Pinball FX Excalibur Table.
More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com. On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN Community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
And please, take a moment to rate and review us on iTunes. We received our 5th review and 9th rating this week, which leads us to our
comment of the week. M. Sweeney writes,
I am not a sophisticated gamer at all. However, I need to know something so my family and friends don't push me back under the rock I've been hiding under. Busy Gamer Podcasts help me stay on top of what's going on, sound like I know something to friends and coworkers, and get over my phobia about online gaming. Because of them, I now see a Wii or something else in my future.
Thanks to Cage the Elephant for their awesome Borderlands anthem, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com. Whack podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now, right now, right now.
I'm wondering how tall you are and
what, right by me.